Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue our putting the brakes on diabetes, I'm Captain Jack along with Bill Gordon here on In the Cab Radio on Renegade Radio Nashville. And, of course, around the world, around the corner, wherever you want it, that's where we are because we are everywhere and we know everybody. And speaking of everybody, we've got a very special guest on the line with us right now who's going to talk about the great program that is going on here to stop or put the brakes on diabetes. And Bill Gordon, what's going on, babe?
Yeah, Rod Wilsford. He's an over-the-road driver. He's from my hometown. In fact, I know his family, his brother Tim. And you're originally from Nashville, aren't you, Rod?
Yeah, that's right. That's my home. That's where I was born, Vanderbilt Hospital.
No kidding.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised you didn't go into music or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, my cousin Tommy Wildfire Rich, a lot of you people may know him. He got me started in the wrestling business, and neither one of us could sing, so we had to do a little wrestling.
That's right. I can't sing either, so I found the microphone, and I got behind it, and I started talking, and they couldn't shut me up, and they said, that's where you're going to stay. That's fine.
So. Yeah.
That's right. Well, Rod, we've been introducing the Omada Health Program. This is a CDC project on diabetes prevention, and you were recently diagnosed with prediabetes, so... What has been your experience so far with the Omada program?
Well, it's been very helpful to me, Bill. You know, it's tough out here on the road, out here trying to eat healthy and all that. But the program it's made me more aware of healthy choices and how to shop and for the right types of foods and how to read labels. You know, you have little programs and all that you can study, and it's very simple for a simple man like me to understand and all, but it's very helpful to help me do what I need to do while I'm out here doing my job and still try to, you know, make better, healthier choices.
That's right. And I'm hoping, as you are, that the Omada program is a little bit different. It's got so many different resources. I mean, your peer group, how do you plan? You know, they've got personal coaches, support groups, lessons, tracking, weighing in, being more active. Is all that working well for you?
Oh yeah. You know, right away they send you a wireless digital scale. And, so you get on that and you weigh and, it automatically sends it to them. And, so you don't have to worry about any of that. All you got to do is step on the scales. And so it's a good way to keep track of where you're at, you know, and like I said, it doesn't seem like you're on a diet when you're doing this program, because you still eat the things you like to eat, but you eat in moderation and you have, like I said, better choices and all.
That's great. Right. And one of the things we're hearing is that with a trucker's time, people don't realize it. You're in that truck 10 and a half, 11 hours a day. You've got traffic. You've got stress and everything. This one is pretty – it's not overly time-consuming, is it?
No, it's not. You know, that's – like I said, I drive, you know, sometimes 11 hours a day. And, you know, and just like a while ago, I was in Marianna, Florida at the Family Dollar – warehouse distribution center, and I was stuck there for 5 hours. Well, you know, I got me a little cooler, and so I packed me some healthy snacks that they recommend with Omada, and that helps me not to, because they had a snack machine in there, and rather than going in there and buying potato chips or candy or whatever, I had healthy snacks and all, and so it's making it's helping me. I can see a tremendous improvement already.
How long you been on the program now, Rod?
I've only been on it about 2 months now.
And you've seen marked improvement, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've lost about 20 pounds.
Wow.
And
wow.
Just feel better, and, you know, and too, you know, the thing, too, is they emphasize, too, about not only the eating part, but to get some exercise and all. And so used to, you know, I'd pull in the truck stop, and I'd be looking for the closest parking spot to the door to go in the truck stop. And now I kind of park in the back there. You know, so I have to walk a little extra, you know, a little further and all. And that walk's a lot easier. I can tell every day, you know, that I'm walking further and walking, you know, at more at ease and everything. And so, So it's really it's a blessing to me.
That's great, Rod. We had one of the health coaches on with us a little bit earlier in this broadcast, and boy, talking to her was really, really interesting. Is your health coach being able to really assist you like you want?
Yeah, you know, that's it. They're so knowledgeable on all this. And, you know, it's changing every day. That's what I like about it is that they have all these networks and they take all suggestions and everything and they cut it all down and make the best plan, you know. So it's not just one particular plan. It's always, you know, getting better all the time. And it's like a trial and error type deal. So you know, that makes sense to me, you know.
Well, that is great, Rod. Well, we appreciate you are the typical trucker out there, and you know the challenges of driving a truck.
No, he's above typical. He's above typical, yeah. Man. He's a fellow Goomba in the wrestling business.
There you go.
Yeah, went from body slamming to changing gears all the time, man.
Hey, listen, you know what? I did it too in my younger years, and it was one of the things that I loved doing quite a bit. And I always say that if I wasn't behind the microphone, I'd be behind the wheel. So if it ever comes down to it, I'd get behind the wheel in a minute.
I tell you, I can't believe they paid me to see this beautiful country we have here and all. And so I enjoy it. You know, I got to travel when I was a professional wrestler for 20 years all over the country. And now I get to, we were flying and everything then. Now, you know, I get to drive it and see all the, you know, I was just down running the coast of Florida yesterday and all, and it's just really beautiful.
We've done a lot of work on the road, too, and we've got to see a lot of the beauty of it and everything like that. And, yeah, we fly over certain places, too. I get to see the Grand Canyon as I'm flying over it, which is an amazing sight in itself. But, you know, all the driving that we do now, going place to place, and, you know, it's kind of funny because there's times that I prefer to get behind the wheel and drive 10 or 12 hours to get to a destination because I get to take my time, look around, enjoy the scenery, stress-free. You know, I mean, you just got to take the drivers with a grain of salt sometimes. But for the most part, you know, you're making your own way out there. And it's, to me, it's the most relaxing way to travel, it takes a lot longer in some cases than a plane flight does.
Yeah, it is, and it's really rewarding, and, you know, you get time to reflect on things, and, you know, but it's a nice way to see the country.
It definitely is, my friend.
Well, hey, Rod, we want to thank you so much for being our advocate and being on the program, and we are a nonprofit, and we're out here to help drivers. This is one of the free programs that we're offering to drivers, so we just really thank you for helping us get the message out to try to help as many drivers as we can with prediabetes.
And I got to look forward to you. We're going to hang out sometime, you and I, somewhere.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to come up there to Nashville and see you up there.
Oh,
and,
that's a good idea. We'd love to have you.
We'll have to go down to Tootsie's and have a cold iced tea or something.
You got it. And you know what? Neither one of us will sing, okay?
We'll just listen. That's right.
That's right. That's what we came to do, buddy. All
right. That's right.
God bless
you. Thank
you
all for having me. But, yeah, if I can, you know, if I can help anybody out here, that's what I'd like to do, you know, because – it's not easy, but, you know, you got to start somewhere, and every little bit helps. And so
there you go.
It's working for me.
Well,
but thank y'all for having me on today.
Hey, please do me a favor. Check in every once in a while and let us know what your progress is, will you?
All right, I will. I'll give you a shout, man.
And then the next time you're up in Nashville, look me up, and we'll get together, and we'll paint the town, literally. Without alcohol, that's what I'm saying.
There you go, Kev.
All right, brother.
All right, Bill.
Thanks, Rod.
All right.
Thank you.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.